This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me here on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country for our Community Matters program. And today on the Community Matters program, we're talking with Lacey Hansen from the United Fund of Warren County. And Lacey, thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me. I understand things are really busy as you guys are getting into the busy season of when you guys get your donations at the United Fund, really. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me. And I'm excited to get an update as to how the campaign's going for this year and just kind of remind everyone about some of the things as to why the campaign raised its goal $10,000 this year, which was, you know, a big raise, some of the things that it is going to go and cover. And so thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming and talking to you and updating the listeners on where we're at with the campaign and just encouraging participation from the community. I appreciate the opportunity.
What is the United Fund of Warren County and how many organizations does it encompass currently? Because I mean, there's a ton.
Yeah, there are a ton. Very worthwhile agencies. So basically what the United Fund of Warren County is an organization that exists to do one annual fundraising campaign in the community per year. We're in our 98th campaign, so we've been around for quite a while. And it was like the idea for one campaign for the community was kind of born out of businesses feeling that they were being asked multiple times a year to donate to different charities and organizations. And there was really no way for them to plan. I mean, when you're asked to donate to something, of course, you always want to give them. The problem is, do you have the funds to give? And have you already given to somebody else or a different organization or something else that was going on? So these businesses, you know, 98 years ago were kind of stuck with like, well, I already donated my charitable funds to this agency that asked me to donate to them last week. And so, you know, the agency that was coming in this week wasn't able to receive funds from the business. So there was a group of people from the community that kind of came together and said, hey, what if we just created one fundraiser that happened one time a year that businesses and people could donate to that would help multiple agencies within the community. And so that's where the United Fund came from. I believe the first name that the United Fund was actually called the Community Chest. And there are a few different names that we've had over the years. At one point, we were a United Way, but in the 80s, the name was changed to the United Fund of Warren County, and that's the name that we've had ever since then. So we still have three of our original agencies from 98 years ago. Those three are the Salvation Army, the Boy Scouts, and the Warren County YMCA. So for all 98 years we've been here, they've been an agency. And of course, those agencies have evolved over the years. Agencies have come and gone, but right now we have 20 member agencies within the community. Some of them are regional in nature. For example, the Red Cross, an example of that. The Salvation Army is another example of that. But to be a member agency, you have to be offering basic human service needs within the community. You have to be spending at least what you're receiving from the annual campaign within the community. And we do touch base with our agencies a few times throughout the year, but there is one big annual meeting that we have with all of them to ensure that all of the money that is being raised from the United Fund and given to them is being spent within Warren County. Within the last year, we added two new agencies. So this doesn't happen very often. It's actually pretty tough to become an agency of the United Fund because there's so many I's that are dotted and T's that are crossed with becoming an agency, certain curriculum that needs to be met and rules. For example, you have to be a 501c3. You have to have a minimum number of board members and they all have to be unpaid serving the organization. So it had been a while since we had added any, I think at least 10 years, maybe longer, that an agency had been added. So the fact that we added two in the last year is a pretty big deal. And the two new ones, in case people aren't aware, that we added was the Women's Care Center, which is on 3rd Avenue, kind of across the street from the post office, like not directly across from it, but on the other side on that block. And then the other one is the Warren County Children's Advocacy Center. And we see them in the paper quite often. Unfortunately, we don't like to see them in the paper because if they're in the paper, you know, something's going on that is not pleasant. But the reality is that they're offering services in the community that are very important to, you know, the safety of children. And the board felt that it was worthy to be included as a member agency. So both of those organizations are offering services in the community. If you aren't familiar with them, they both have websites. You can go check them out and see. But yeah, we're in the middle of our 2022 campaign. And, you know, I realize that we're in the calendar year 2023. The 2023 campaign will kick off in the fall of 2023. So we're at the end of our 2022 campaign. Our goal is to raise $700,000. We're still working towards raising that. The majority of the funds that we get that help us reach the goal come from our corporate donors and the employees that sign up for payroll deduction through them. A lot of employers do offer it. If they don't offer it, I would encourage employees to talk with their HR department, because it is something that is very easy to set up. And a lot of HR departments are more than happy to get that set up. And that's just the easiest way to give, because it comes directly out of your paycheck and you don't even realize that it's missing out of your paycheck. For example, you could sign up to have $2 taken out of your paycheck every week and you're not even going to notice that. And it's, you know, pre-taxed. So, you know, it really, it's like a dollar something that you're not getting. A lot of people don't even notice that. Another way that you can donate is through our website. Our website is www.unitedfundwarren.org. And there's a button up in, I believe it's in the top right corner of the website, that you can click that says donate, and it'll take you to a website that you can sign up for. And then you can also mail us at our PO box. All dollars that are donated, 100% of it goes out to our agencies, because we are a very generous community. And in the past, we were very lucky to be chosen by some generous people in their wills that left us some money. And the board that the United Fund had at the time was very responsible with that money. They got endowments set up. So basically what that means is we get enough income off of our endowment every year that pays for all of our administrative and operating expenses. So money that is being sent to the United Fund campaign is not being used to purchase stamps or to pay people salaries or anything within the office. We have other income that pays for that. All of the money that's donated goes out to local entities within Warren County. And if anybody's wondering what the other 18 agencies are, there's a full listing of them on the website. At some point, I'm going to get to a point where I can recite all the agencies by memory, but I'm still not there. I could probably get most of them, but they're all listed on the website. They're all within Warren County, and they're all deemed very worthy of your donation. So we encourage everybody to get involved and help us raise the rest of what we need. We're almost at 70% raised. So there's a very small portion that we need, and every dollar counts.
Really, when you mentioned the two new member agencies being the Child's Advocacy Center, like, that is just amazing to see some of the work that they've had to do. Really, it's so important to have that in our community. And, you know, I've talked to a few other people and just kind of mentioned the idea, because it's really something that it's important to have in the community. And it's something that I think is novel that Warren County has that a lot of other places don't have. Look at the Women's Care Center. The work that Mary and the rest of the people over there do is just fantastic. Like, the different courses that they have that they offer, the different educational opportunities that they have, they do an amazing job. And being that they're just the two newest ones, that just kind of goes to show the rest of them. They're all really, really amazing organizations. And every single one touches a different aspect of Warren County, whether you're looking at like the Boy Scouts and the Chief Corn Planter and stuff like that. It's all covered. It's really amazing.
And that's one of the things that the board really takes a huge responsibility on, in making sure that services aren't duplicated. So like, there's, you know, we get applications from agencies to apply and become members all the time. But when one of the things that we look for is that the services that that agency is providing is not already duplicated with something that we're already funding, so that we can be able to spread that money out and help so many different areas of need within the community. One thing that's really neat, that I find really neat, is one of our agencies is New Hope Dog Assistance. And if you remember, since 2020, when the pandemic hit, there was a lot of mental health issues going on within with the youth in the community, but our schools were taking on the burden of really helping students navigate that and figure out a way to combat that. And one of the things that they did was partnered with New Hope Assistance Dogs. And through our agreement with New Hope is that the money that they receive from the United Fund campaign, they use to place a dog in Warren County for free at least every other year. And I think it was like maybe a year ago, we were seeing a lot of articles about how the Warren County School District was getting a dog, and it was going to help with the mental health in school. That dog came from the United Fund campaign funds being given to New Hope Dog Assistance. So I just hope that, like, you know, you're sending your kids to school, you're being touched by a United Fund agency. You're sending them off to Boy Scout camp, you're being touched by a United Fund agency. Your neighbor had an emergency or was in crisis and needed to use the Women's Care Center. Your life is being helped by United Fund dollars. So whether you're seeing it directly or not, you know, everybody is touched by one of these agencies in the community every year. And, you know, we live in a really giving community. So I know that we're going to reach the goal and people understand like how important it is, but you know, we're in the middle of a campaign right now. We haven't quite reached the goal. And so I just want to encourage everybody, like if you haven't gotten a donation in yet, we're still accepting them and we're still trying to reach the goal. So please do it. Please, please help us out and please help us get to the goal this year. People remember if they really like have paid attention in years past, the goal typically is raised every year, but to have a jump of $10,000 is pretty huge because it had really only gone up, I think, about 5,000 every year. But last year when the board came together and was just discussing like, what is the goal going to be for this year? We took into consideration some of the needs that we were hearing from our member agencies, and something that has touched everybody in the country and in the world really is the economy and the inflation that has been going on. And, you know, our nonprofits are feeling the same thing. And we just knew that increasing the goal by $5,000 wasn't going to even put a dent in the need of the agencies, and probably an increase of $10,000 isn't going to put a huge dent in it either, but it's going to help. And I think that they'll be able to serve the community better by having the increase be 10,000. So the goal did go from 690 to 700,000. And that is because our agencies communicated that the need was greater this year.
$700,000 is quite a bit of money to go to help all of these different agencies. And really, when you divide it up, it ends up being very, very helpful to a lot of these agencies. And
yeah, I mean, we're not the sole source of funding for any of them, but we do provide a significant amount of funding for all of them. And, you know, any of these agencies would come on the air with you on one of your Community Matters programs and tell you, like, they would not be able to do what they're doing for the community if they didn't have this source of income coming from the United Fund. And that just really provides a sense of purpose for, like, my job and what I do and why I care so deeply about what the United Fund is doing and how these agencies are spending the money that we're raising for them. You know, you can really see the impact that they're having in the community if you're looking for it. And, you know, it's just really important. It's important that we always have this campaign every year going forward to help them and the sustainability of them and making sure that the quality of life in Warren County continues for the citizens because of this campaign. If somebody wants to donate online, just visit our website at www.unitedfundwarren.org. There's a donate button. You just tap on that and the page will actually walk you right through it. It's very easy to donate. And then the other easy way to donate is by mail to P.O. Box 844 in Warren, PA at 16365.
Lacey, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I really, really appreciate you being able to go through all these different things. And it's amazing to just see the different agencies that are impacted by the work that you do here in Warren County. And really, it's motivating when you see that you guys are almost at your goal to get people to kind of step in and donate to see it reach that goal, because you guys are already on the way there. You're almost there, and it's going to be awesome once you guys reach it this year. So I know it's going to be pretty soon, and we'll have to do another recording and wrap up once you guys do reach that goal. So then we can start talking about what you guys are going to be planning for next year.
America, the most powerful nation on earth. The power to make decisions affecting your life begins here in Washington.
But how do you know if the people here, the people you elected, are really representing you? I'm Rachel Knapp, and that's our mission here in Washington. We know there's a lot of places you can get coverage from our nation's capital, but there's only one place where you can see what your local lawmakers are doing.
Washington Bureau Reports with Rachel Knapp. Coverage you can count on. Only on Erie News Now.
Community Matters on 92
Gold. Thank you for joining me here on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country for our Community Matters program. And today, joining me on the Community Matters program is Connie Leisure. And Connie, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I am really excited to be able to talk to you because there's an event that's coming up really soon. And it's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people here in the community. And I'm excited to learn about how we can all get involved with it. So thank you for taking the time to join me.
Thanks for having me here today.
Absolutely. So with that being said, I am very excited to be able to talk to you about the Super Bowl. So what that is not really what you might be thinking when you hear those two words together. So Connie, would you mind going through some of the details of what this event is and what it encompasses?
Well, a few years ago, I attended a Super Bowl function in another state, in another community, and they were also raising money for their cancer center for new technology, and I attended it. It was fun. It was great. They had a lot of community participation. They raised a lot of money. It was a win-win for everyone. And since then, that community, I have not attended one of those functions. They had ceased to participate or put that event on. So as a Warren, Pennsylvania resident now, although I do still work in New York State, I thought, what a great event to hold here, as our cancer unit at the Warren General Hospital Cancer Center has been campaigning to raise funding for the installation of some new technology that would help treat cancer patients more efficiently. And so the event is Super Bowl, S-O-U-P. Collectively, restaurants and bars in your local area will donate several gallons of their best soup recipe, and they'll come in and have a little competition. The people in the community will buy a ticket, and it's only $10 for the ticket. It allows you in to sample all the soups and vote for your favorite soups. There will be trophies. They have been donated. They're beautiful by B&N trophies. And we'll have music there, and we're also encompassing a Chinese auction, and our Chinese auction has grown by the week. Each week we have more donations coming in. It's just amazing, all the support in the community. But this event is held, and this is the biggest obstacle for me when I've started coordinating this. It is the Sunday before the Super Bowl, before the big game. That is the week, the Sunday. There is no football. It's kind of a calm, quiet day, so we have traditionally thought that would be the best time to hold a Super Bowl event, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Warren Eagles Club.
When you look at the things that you guys are able to do with some of the work that's been done at Warren General Hospital, it's pretty amazing, like the Linear Accelerator Project, and it's awesome.
I'd like to add, Warren General Hospital is installing this new Versa Linear Accelerator technology. And what specifically, it's a big long word that even I didn't have any idea what that meant, but what it does, it provides treatment for cancer patients using a similar, very advanced technology that'll allow to precisely outline the size, shape, and motion of a tumor. That gives them the ability to target the tumor and minimize the radiation to the normal tissue. In many cases, the treatments can be done in 1 to 5 sessions instead of 20 to 30. And in some cases, it can even replace surgery for certain tumors that cannot be reached by a scalpel. This technology will be offered in our local community, so that will enable our patients to be treated here locally instead of traveling distances through bad weather through all times of the year. So we're really excited about that. Personally, I can speak to family in my own immediate family that has almost lost their life due to the extensive radiation treatments that they were required because this technology wasn't available then. So essentially, it wasn't the cancer that almost took the life of my loved one. It was the radiation treatments and the amount that they required. So this is very close to me and my heart, and I'm very excited that we've had so much community participation here to help enable this to take off.
First-class technology, it's first-class care, and really it allows people to get this treatment done here at home, which, like you mentioned, is absolutely important when we're dealing with weather and temperatures and seasonal conditions like we've had over the last few weeks. So it's very, very important. And one thing that I wanted to talk about on the flip side of that is some of the benefits that people get for coming to this event. So really, when you think about the soup,
That's what I'm really excited about. And, you know, the thing that I am very excited about with this is usually there's a good variety of different kinds of soup that are going to be there at these events. So you can kind of get whatever you want, really.
We are expecting anywhere from 5 to 10 local restaurants providing soup. There'll be samples. You're welcome to unlimited samples. I know the events I've attended in the past, I've had my favorites that I've sampled several times. I've just kept going back because they were that good. But in addition to that, we have a huge Chinese auction, which I have to say has prizes donated across the spectrum. There's everything from lottery boards. We have several lottery boards. For instance, we have a board that contains $300 worth of tickets and $100 worth of tickets and another $100 and a kayak and memberships, family membership to the YMCA, and lots of dining certificates, grocery shopping certificates, gasoline gift cards. We have a beautiful Rocket Detail has donated a $300 gift card for detailing along with a bucket of professional cleaning supplies. We have commercial grade wet dry vac donated by Lowe's. We have an overnight stay at Chautauqua Harbor. We have so many items that were donated anonymously. We have too many to count pizza gift certificates to every provider of pizza here locally. Domino's, Little Caesars, New York Style Pizza, Pizza Hut. We have large gift certificates to local businesses as well. And also, we have auto detailing. And in addition to that, we have undercoating treatment certificates, front end alignment certificates, oil change certificates. There's just too many to count here. Library Theater has donated a beautiful gift basket, including movie passes, candy, popcorn, tumblers, Targeted Pet Care has donated a beautiful dog bed full of everything you could possibly need to raise your very happy and content puppy, I guess, because it's got all kinds of treats and pet care needs in there. We have gift baskets from downtown locally. There's so many here to mention, and I will cover them as we get closer, but we are upwards heading towards 70 to 80 donations right now. Wow. Tickets will be available at the event from 1 to 4. We will also have a 50-50 raffle. Our DJ will be there, and we're hoping everybody comes out and enjoys the soup and helps to contribute to this fundraiser, which will benefit everyone, as far as I'm concerned, in quite a large area, not just limited to Warren County.
Really, it's just fantastic to see the community coming out and, you know, helping to support this as well, like all the local businesses. And, you know, really, it's going to be fantastic for the people that are at this event. And so one more time, I wanted to highlight with you, this event is going to be taking place again February 5th at the Warren Eagles Club. And where can you get your tickets at? Can you buy them at the door?
You can buy them at the door. We also have available tickets at the bar at the Warren Eagles Club. The club will be open for this event. It will be, again, held 1 to 4 p.m. That's the Sunday before the Super Bowl. And we, again, welcome everyone. This is open to the public. This is not just for members only. It's open to everyone. So we wish everybody good luck, and we hope you enjoy the soup selections, and we hope to see you there.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.